The views and opinions expressed during the drive time are those of Dave Glover and his guests and are not those of Northumberland 89.7. Agree, disagree, or have a comment? Call the station and speak with Dave live on the air. Call 905-372-2321. That's 905-372-2321. Now your host, Dave Glover.
Hey, welcome to Friday, TGIF and all that jazz, right here on Truly Local Radio Northumberland 89.7. I'm Dave Glover. Joining me in the studio for a special installment of Consider This Live, we told you it'd be coming. John Bickle is joining us in the studio this afternoon. He is a longtime Hope Township, Port Hope resident, and he has thrown his hat in the ring. He's running for the Ward 2 councillor up there in Ward 2. The former Hope Township. He was also on the Hope Township Council at one point, so we're going to talk to him about that, why he's running this time around, and so much more. Rob Washburn is here as well. As we say, it is time for us to ask you, the listener, to consider this. Today we're asking you to consider who you're voting for Town Council in Port Hope. Before we get to it, though, here is Hill and Landing and the theme song we're using for our council interviews with our town.
Station on Ginner's Road, a rundown place with no one ever home. Store on the corner, you're just trying to get by. How can you when no one stops by? This is where we grew up, in these small towns, where everyone knows everything and everybody around. When the sirens blow, it's time to go, yeah, it's time to go.
That was Hill and Landing and our town on Truly Local Radio, Northumberland 89.7. Joining me in the studio, Rob Washburn and John Bickle. John is running for the Hope Township seat, one of the two seats that are available. I know, Rob, you want to start this off.
Yeah, I would very much. John, you're no stranger to local politics, and you've both been a successful candidate a number of years ago in Hope Township, and you've also run for mayor of Port Hope in the last election. What's different this time for you?
I think this time one of the real things is we seem to have lost the hope out of Hope Township. When you go around Ward 2 and you talk to people, they don't have the same enthusiasm when they're speaking as what they used to have back 10, 15 years ago. So one of the reasons I'm running is to try to put some hope back into Hope Township.
Now, that sounds like a very noble goal, but obviously there's got to be concrete ways to do that. Can you describe some of the things that you plan to do that will restore this hope that you're looking for?
Well, Ward 2 is basically a farming community. A lot of people don't realize the number of people employed throughout Ward 2 in the municipality of Port Hope. I think we have more employed in the rural ward than there is in the town ward, and our farmers need a good, strong voice at all levels of government in order to survive. And being a farm kid most of my life and growing up around farming and still farming in the family, I feel it's a part of my family duty to protect the farmers and help make sure farmers survive with, you know, trying to battle the hydro costs, our rising taxes, the cost of everything else is going up for farmers. If we can help control taxes and keep taxes on a better level and even look at somehow of reducing taxes, it's going to be a win-win for everybody.
That's a really important issue, taxes. Can you explain how taxes are different for people who don't understand the kinds of taxing pressure that farmers are under?
Well, your farmers, most people think that, you know, they see a big shiny tractor or a big shiny combine in the field that the farmer's making lots of money. Well, most of the times the bank owns that machine, or John Deere store owns it. It's leased from the big companies. Their fuel prices are up, their insurance prices are up, their license prices are up. Everything's up in value and in price. So their taxes are rising, but their bottom line is going the other way all the time.
Okay, so how much of that is actually within the power of the municipality, though? I mean, you're talking about gas prices, other taxes. A lot of it has to do with when we're talking about free trade at the federal level right now. So a lot of what you're talking about are things that are way out of the scope of what the municipal government can do. I mean, let's face it, 7% of your total tax bill is municipal taxes. How is reducing municipal taxes going to better serve the farmers when, let's face it, what do your municipal taxes pay for? They pay for paved roads, they pay for access to services and all kinds of other things like that. Are you saying that Ward 2 residents don't need those services?
I'm not saying it. Our services have deteriorated since amalgamation. Okay. Our taxes on average have rose 46%. Our services have gone down. Over the last several years, we've had snowplows go in the ditch, and not one or two, we've had several over the last 3 or 4 years. And when you can't keep a snowplow on the road, how are you going to keep the buses on the road to keep our kids safe? People have to get on the roads to work. Our taxes keep going up, but residents can see our services are going down.
You mentioned earlier how much the taxes have gone up. I'm wondering where you got that number from, because that seemed like a large number. You said 42%?
Average of 46%.
So 46%, where does that come from?
It comes from our tax bill, to looking at our tax bills and what our taxes have increased over the last several years. And every year with Port Hope, they automatically tell every department, when your budget comes in, come in with a 2% higher budget. We need that to go the other way, not every year coming in.
But the last tax increase was only 1.7%, and the year before that it was 4%.
That's
the year before that it was
urban. That's in the urban, not the rural. Our taxes have been going up. The urban taxes the rural taxes have been going down. The rural have been going up. They're trying to swing the tax base from Ward 1 more to Ward 2. And in the same time, they're cutting our taxes. We've gone from 5 snowplow routes down to 4. Now they're talking about possibly down to 3. We don't have sand on our roads. We've had people that live in the community die in accidents on winter roads because it's lack of maintenance, lack of service.
Okay, well, that sounds to me like those are very, very valid concerns. One of the issues, of course, that is between Ward 1 and Ward 2 as well, is this fund that is supposed to be there to provide for Ward 2 residents.
Yep.
This was a fund that was given to each of the municipalities when they were two, Hope Township and Port Hope, during amalgamation. Of course, those funds were absorbed, for a lack of a better phrase, Would you like to see those funds being used more then to, because again, they were supposed to be used to offset tax increases. You're saying taxes are going up, up, up. No offset from the fund. We don't know what's going on with that fund. Is that still a huge issue for you? And is that something you're going to be pushing for Ward 2?
I don't know whether we could actually reverse the court order now on where the funds are. And
sure,
what
but
they
I'm
are.
Talking about how but, they're spent, though, John.
But there is another way where we could be getting a tipping fee for every load that is going into that Ward 2 site. When Wesleyville was built, we had the same kind of deal with Hydro. We were paid a fee for things that were being moved around. We could have that in place, which could end up, if it was, they're saying they can handle 200 truckloads a day, even if it was $10 a truckload, that's $2,000 a day. That's $10,000 a week. That's $40,000 a month. Over 5 years, that adds up to a lot of money, which could be going into community projects, infrastructure, whichever, and spent around the town, not just dependent on that $10 million or that $20 million that the town has now.
Well, it sounds to me like you're saying that the bulk of funds are going into the urban ward, Ward 1, and that Ward 2, which, as you've indicated, is a larger employer that has a larger tax base, obviously, from what you're saying in terms of total gross revenues. Yeah. Are you saying that the current municipal government has not been fair? Is that a really good way of putting it?
I don't know if you can say it's not been fair, but you cannot go in and ask for a copy of the budget and go sit down and look through it and try to make sense of it. Mm-hmm. Even their own staff will tell you they can't make hide nor hair of it. The whole budget process has to be reworked, redone the way it is so people can understand, and then we can see exactly where the money is going and where it's being spent, whereas now you have a hard time deciphering what is where and what's been spent where.
Okay, that's interesting, because I know I can go to the Port Hope website, I can download, there's the budgets there, all the departmental spending's there. I can download all those kinds of documents. What aspect of this are you saying is secretive or is not transparent?
Without actually having things in front of me to, you know, to go right to and say, you know, there is this and this. It's just the transparency over the years and the way things are done. I live in Welcome, which is north of the highway. We have been fighting for clean drinking water for the last 25 years with the MTO. Now they have came to the conclusion they'll run a 6-inch pipe out through to feed 19 homes in the community at a cost of almost $2 million. To me, that is a waste of taxpayers' money. If you're going to bring water out, you bring out a full-fledged water main with hydrants, do it once, be done and over with it. Not do it now and then 5-10 years down the road come back and do it again at a cost of $6 or $8 million, where it could be done for $2 or $3 million now compared to 10 years down the road. We all know costs are constantly rising.
So it sounds to me like your concern then is that a lot of what they're talking about for Ward 2 tends to be piecemeal. Oh, we're going to do this right now, this should hold you over, or this should hold you over. And as far as clarity or transparency goes with regards to the budget process and departments, I think what he's trying to say is that, and you can correct me if I'm wrong here, is that it's not very clear. You can download it and you can read it, but how clear is it? How is it understandable for the layperson out there who may not understand, you know, some of the dialogue?
Somebody that's got an accounting background of some sort can read through it and make some sense out of it. Mm-hmm. But your average person would sit down and look at it, and they cannot figure out hide nor hair of it.
Sure, and they don't have hours and hours to go through it and figure it out.
And they may not have the resources to call all the time to ask about a certain thing, this and this and this, whichever. You know,
Another issue on your platform is fighting to keep the transfer station open. How important is that for Ward 2?
It's real important. The people I've talked to, I would say 90% of the residents of Ward 2 want the transfer station kept. Anybody that lives in Ward 2 that has a dog will tell you, if you close that, what are you going to do with my dog? Because I've had dogs over the years, and Saturday morning when I get out of bed, that dog is glued to me because it knows we're going to the transfer station. It's going for a car ride that day, and when it gets to the transfer station, it gets a treat. Everybody, people bring their dogs, and you can see cars come in out there, have 3-4 dogs in them. And the dogs cannot wait to go into that transportation. They look forward to that trip. And if I could take, I took my dog on a Friday afternoon, Saturday morning, he's still there glued to me thinking, we're going to the transfer station. I have to put him in the car, drive him up there, even though we went on Friday afternoon. Otherwise, he bugs me all day long.
One of the things that's being proposed is this new hub out in the Ward 2. I'd like your thoughts on the hub and how significant it is to the area.
The hub and the library being in together. I've heard a lot of comments over it. There's a lot of people who are not happy. They expected that municipal office to always be there, to go in to pay their taxes, to go in to ask questions, or, you know, where to be referred to find out information. One of the things in our in the transfer site thing was how much gas we would save and the carbon that we wouldn't be putting out by driving to the transfer station. Well, now we're making everybody drive all the way into town for every piece of information they want, to pay their taxes, to get their fire permits, to do whichever. So we're trying to stop them from driving to one place, but we're forcing them to drive farther to another. So I don't see how they figure they're going to weigh things and balance things out. And a lot of the people, especially the seniors, are the ones that are really put off with it. They have gotten used to going to Canton for all their needs and services, and some of them do not like going into town. And that north-south split has been in Hope Township for generations. The north will not play cards with the south. There's a big animosity there, and they will not. It'll take a full generation to switch into Port Hope.
I understand the animosity, but we've seen this in rural Ontario for years. Animosity between communities, Port Hope and Coburg, for instance, Hope Township. Isn't really the goal, or wasn't the goal of amalgamation to try and bridge that? It sounds to me like we've still got a lot of animosity since the amalgamation. Isn't it time for people to just get over it? You're a municipality now.
Yeah,
you're one town.
We were told through the amalgamation it was going to reduce costs,
right,
and reduce duplication.
So you're feeling betrayed then?
We cannot see where we have reduced our costs and reduced our duplication on anything over the last 18 years.
Well, being on council, though, means that you do make decisions about both the rural and the urban municipality.
Yes.
So I'd like to know where you stand on the hospital debate.
On the hospital to be here in Coburg?
No, the hospital, the old hospital.
The old hospital.
Yep.
The heritage designation.
I've had a lot of people phone me who think that it should not be up to the municipality or a group of people to come along and say, we are designating your place as a heritage house. They don't want it. People don't realize you cannot always take old and new and merge them together and get the perfect mix of things. When Port Hope does have a shortage of old age or retirement places, they do need some more. But whether or not we need to tear down old historic buildings to do that, that is something you still have to weigh into. But does the historic building fit into the plans of the new building and what they're trying to do for future generations?
Those are all great questions to ask, but if you were going to be raising your hand, would you vote for the demolition of the old hospital, or would you have voted to keep the designation and work something out?
Without seeing the actual plans for what is in the future, right now I wouldn't say I'm for it or against it. I need to see more information and have a look at the plans, with being involved in construction for a lot of years, and my dad was a cabinet maker, and I worked with him when I was growing up and a teenager and stuff, so I understand building trades and the building. I've worked in building roads and sewer construction, so I understand all that part. But for me to make that final judgment on, yes, let's take it down, or let's work with what we have and go on to it, I would have to see the whole plan on what they've got to look at it to make that honest judgment for myself.
Okay. Seems fair enough. Now, one of the other things that's going to be ongoing, if you were to be on council, is the removal of the low radiation waste.
Yes, which is underway now.
Underway now. What are going to be some of the issues you think you're going to face, and where do you stand towards the remediation and what's taking place now?
Well, the cleanup on the center pier is coming along. The historic pile of waste dirt that was there from the water treatment plant has all been moved now. That's been done. Some of the highest readings of contamination ever found in Port Hope, I was involved in digging up. It had nothing to do with chemical. It was a neighborhood dump spot. It was pots, pans, and dishes. And it put that Geiger counter right off the end. So Port Hope is blessed with the cleanup. And down the road, we can sell Port Hope as the cleanest town in North America. People have done all kinds of things to hold it up over the years to getting to where we are now, to cleaning it up, where we could be almost finished it if we didn't cross every T twice and dot every I twice to do, which I'm not saying wasn't the right thing, because it's too late to be halfway through something and say, oh, we've made a mistake here, now we've got a big problem. They've taken their time, they're doing it right. That's fine, I like it.
So last question here, because we're just about out of time here with John Bickle. Why? I mean, we've heard all kinds of interesting ideas about what's going on between Ward 2 and Ward 1 and the discrepancies and something. What is the one? I mean, if I'm going to go into the booth and cast my ballot, or if I'm sitting at home and voting online, because I think they're voting online in Port Hope as well, yes, why am I voting for John Bickle? What is it about John Bickle that is going to get my voice to council? What is it about John Bickle? What are you bringing to the table, John?
I'm hopefully going to bring a voice of the rural community. There's a lot of things that we feel we've been overlooked at. I also sat through the transition board hearings and know the hours we spent over arguing over things that would stay in place, things that would be changed, and a lot of the things that we spent till 11 o'clock at night arguing all over have been swept under the rug when it came to Ward 2. So I am out to try to, like I say, bring hope back into Hope Township.
You're rolling up the rug, aren't you, John?
Yeah, yes, and I am out to fight for everything we can get for Ward 2, and like I say, bring the hope back to Hope Township.
And as part of bringing the hope to Hope Township, you know, reconciling with Ward 1, I mean,
yes,
obviously.
Yeah, we are all one community when it comes down to it, and we have to work as one. But they seem to think that there's a downtown and then it's just Port Hope. Well, there's more to Port Hope than just the downtown.
Absolutely. Well, I want to thank you for being here. Our guest has been John Bickle. He has put his hat in the ring for Ward 2 councillor here in the municipality of Port Hope. I'm Dave Glover. With me in the studio is Rob Washburn as well. And we've asked you, the listener, to consider this. Stick around, listener, because Travis Hoover is coming up next and we'll be talking to him about his candidacy after this break.
Hi, I'm Teresa.
And I'm Heather.
We own Spark Toys in downtown Coburg,
the coolest little toy shop in town.
We've been open for 5 years.